In California, insurers are required to cover medically necessary treatment for all mental health and substance use disorders. That's thanks to the state's mental health parity law. But patient advocates have raised concerns about compliance with that law, prompting a California Senate committee to hold an oversight hearing today. KQED's Daphne Young talked about this with Lauren Finke of Sacramento. She's speaking at the hearing as a policy director with the nonprofit Kennedy Forum, a think tank advocating for mental health equity.
The goal of this hearing is to have a venue where legislators can check in on the progress of SB 855. It went into law in 2021. We're sitting here in 2023, and health plans since then have been required to follow the law, and regulators have been required to regulate on the law. And so I think there's many questions about how that's been going. And the whole goal of 855 is to make sure that the burden is off of the consumer and trying to find that care.
Got it. Well, Lauren, as we mentioned, you're with the Kennedy Forum, and you're one of the two organizations that sponsored Senate Bill 855, which becomes the state's mental health parity law. Why was this needed, especially in California?
Yeah, well, SB 855 is really a landmark bill. I will say that since it went into law, many states have followed suit. And so the status quo of criteria that's being used across the country and was being used in California before SB 855 went into law was really this standard of health plans using proprietary black box criteria. And that criteria could be based on a number of things. It could be based on financial incentives of the health plan. So SB 855 really brings the law into clinical standards and sort of requires that plans use that in making determinations on whether they will cover someone's mental health and addiction care or not.
So the law's been in effect, as you mentioned, since 2021, but there's been some problems with the compliance. What's going on?
Yeah, so, you know, under current law right now, health plans should be basing every single one of their coverage determinations, which is, you know, whether they will pay for someone's care or not, on whether it was medically necessary based on those clinical standards. So if someone is seeking treatment for substance use disorders, the standard that should be used is the American Society of Addiction Medicine. And so it's really important that we ensure that those things are happening. We've seen from the advocate side that, you know, when people get denial letters or we'll get information from our health plan about why they're denied care, even if the plan is saying under SB 855 that it's clinical standards, you know, you go in to click on what that determination was and, you know, the old documents will come up or the old determinations will come up. And so it's just really not super clear to folks that how often they're actually getting those determinations based off of clinical standards. So regulators have that duty under the law right now.
So tell us more about the California regulatory bodies that are in place and should be watching for any kind of violations.
Yeah, so California is a little unique in that it has not one but two state regulators of commercial health insurance plans. It has the Department of Managed Healthcare and it has the California Department of Insurance. And so really we are pushing for both departments to have comprehensive regulations put into place. Today's hearing, we'll have both of them in attendance. And the hope is that we, you know, we can get answers from both departments on their timing and what their regulations will look like.
Well, on that vein, health insurance companies have complained that the rules in SB 855 are vague. Will you talk today about how to clarify them?
No matter what the reality is, they are under an obligation to do these services. This is their whole profession, and they should be able to provide that mental health and substance use care under those standards. So a few things that I think are really important that we will be advocating for today. One is that health plans use those generally accepted standards of care, those clinical models, and it's not unreasonable to ask plans to follow those, you know, day one. We're also asking for, you know, coverage of things like crisis care. It's very commonly denied service, and that is a medically necessary mental health and addiction care service. So we will definitely be outlining some of the key areas where they can improve.
That was KQED's Daphne Young speaking with Lauren Finke, policy director with the Kennedy Forum, a nonprofit think tank.